The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet, resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
This episode of The Honeydew is brought to you by Mint Mobile, Purple, and Fitbod. More on that later. Let's get into the dew.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Nightpan Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social medias. Thank you again for your support. This community continues to grow, continues to impress me. I love my fucking job, and I love you guys for your help. Don't just watch on YouTube. Please subscribe. People ask all the time, how can we help? You can subscribe on YouTube. It's such an easy, simple thing to do, and you can, you know, partake with the sponsors. That's the best way. Tell everybody you know how great the show is. Those are the ways. It can be free. It can be free. Patreon, we're doing the Honeydew with y'all over there. It's $5 a month, okay? That's a cup of coffee at Starbucks, and you get 4 to 5, whatever, how many weeks there are in that month, of real episodes. I'm not dogging it. I'm not giving you a 20-minute episode or a mini-ep. We're doing full-hour-plus episodes with y'all, and we've heard some amazing shit. And now you get the Honeydew audio and video free on Monday, a day before you get it, ad-free, all right? Ad-free at no additional cost. It's still $5. That's just through 2021. We'll see what happens in 2022, y'all. But you can go get it over there, watch it there. If you or someone you know has that story that has to be heard, please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. Hopefully we get to do an episode together. I would love it. You guys know I record here at the Santa Monica Music Center. So if you or anyone you know needs music lessons, you can take online classes here. Go to santamonicamusic.com. Use my code Honeydew. They'll waive the first episode lesson, and you'll waive the registration fee as well. All right. That's the biz. Online store, those Honeydew Night Pants Nation joggers. I'm telling you, they are fucking fantastic. I'm going to get you a pair.
I'm excited about
it. I'm
going to
get you
it.
A pair.
Did you say joggers?
Yeah, they're joggers.
What are they?
They're the ones that come down thin by the ankle.
Oh, okay.
And they got a little pocket in the back because everybody was using
oh,
a pocket.
Oh, this is the new word for sweatpants. I'm not.
Well, they're
I'm
a
leaving.
Style of sweatpants.
I'm leaving.
They're a style of sweatpants, joggers. Not just regular sweatpants. They're not like yoga pants. Do you call them yoga pants?
I call them, yeah, yoga pants.
Okay, so why can't you call them joggers?
I don't want to.
Let me finish this goddamn intro.
Just finish it. Let me think of what I call
long
these.
Enough, isn't it?
Am I wearing yoga pants? I don't even know where I am.
We're highlighting the lowlights. You know where you are, girl. These are the stories behind the storytellers. Today's storyteller is actually back on the Honeydew for the second time. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eleanor Kerrigan,
Woo!
Y'all. Welcome back to the Honeydew, girl.
I'm wearing my John.
I love it. It's a Wawa John. Show that to the camera.
Showing
that thing's
fit. I look like look. A titless idiot. I'm sorry. My little tic-tac tits are out.
I went to hug you for the Wawa shirt, and then I realized it was John and hugged you tighter, girl.
You're like, aw, shit. That's my John,
that's
man.
That's great.
Yeah, I love this shirt. It's like my favorite.
Please promote everything and anything you'd like.
You're
out
okay,
there doing it. So wherever they can find you on the road, not just your dates, but where they go to find those dates.
Okay. So I have a website, but I don't know how to upload anything. So I apologize in advance. I'm trying to sleep with millennials again, but now that COVID's coming out, you know, I got a 35% capacity I can let inside. So I'm going to try to get some young folk to help me fix it.
Okay.
And but I am doing May 21st, 22nd, 23rd at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Very excited about that. And one of my favorite things is also I'm doing Reno, the Laugh Factory, in June. I'm going to mess up these dates because I'm terrible at life. But I think it's the 19th that weekend.
Okay.
And guess who my feature is?
Who?
The great Brian Holtzman, ladies and
oh,
gentlemen.
Fuck yeah. Nuh-uh.
So if y'all want to come out to Reno and see me not be able to follow my feature, bring it on out, guys. Bring it on out. I got the craziest man alive.
You really do. That's
featuring
great.
Featuring for me. I'm embarrassed and excited at the same time because he should be headlining, but.
So should you.
I know. And I do the road more than him.
Yeah.
So he.
That'll be fun.
That
for
is
you
hard.
Both,
that
though.
Is a nude,
yeah.
new thing to him. So it's like, you know, and he does hours at the store. Like, mm-hmm. they put him on last. Him and Brody were the two last got, you know, they would let them do like, I think Brody would do like almost 2 hours sometimes. You know, he took it like a podcast and a drum session. And then Holtzman would do the same thing, but they would fluctuate that time. So. We'll see. It's going to be fun.
You're a Comedy Store historian. I really do love, like, anytime I want to know anything, I go to you. I'm like, what's the real fucking deal with this shit? You're like, you go back, what, to the
93. And when you said Comedy Store historian.
I didn't get in there until 99.
Didn't you start La Jolla first?
No, I started in the Belly Room back in the Sunday night Adam Barnhart shows where there would be
okay.
like 10 people and they would go for fucking 3.5 hours.
Of course.
And
Adam will
Aaron
stretch
Cater
a show.
And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
those
yeah.
guys back then.
Sure.
And then we talked about it. I went through the Tommy days, which is why I never got in. You
right.
know, it was always some bullshit.
Wait, why do I put you in La Jolla? Never?
I've done La Jolla.
I'm a mess.
Yeah, but no.
Maybe that's where I saw you first. I don't know.
No, I'd only ever done La Jolla once. I've only still ever done La Jolla once.
Damn, I put you with Hollywood. Somebody else then. That's rude to mix up white guys like that. But I'll do that because I'm racist.
That's
so,
okay.
I did. I started in 93. But when you said Comedy Store Historian, that to me, that's Jeff Scott. Unfortunately, we lost Jeff,
yes,
our piano player.
That
but,
is true.
Jeff came in, I think, 95, because I had already been there. And we had another guy named Steve Moore, who was a house pianist for a long time. And then Jeff came in and just— when you find somebody that loves the store like that, it's like, oh, it's so good. Because most people come in, they're like, I'm better than this place. I'm this, I'm that. And it's— – you're not. It's history. It's
history,
a weird— –
it's a rich history.
It's a weird history. It's a fucked up history.
Tormented.
Are we allowed to curse on this?
Yeah.
Anyway, I already ruined that, didn't I? Tic-tac-tits. It's just a little pet name that Dice gave me on the road, which is awesome.
That's cute.
It's awesome. Yeah.
But I want to say thank you because you— – I say you're back here, but when you first did your episode, we were literally at my kitchen table.
It was number three, right?
That's right, number three
my
in my apartment.
Number.
Yep. And I was like, look, we're— – you know, Tom's still building the studio out. This thing's going to go. You're like, this motherfucker's doing his show in his apartment.
I wasn't. I was like, this is awesome.
Thanks.
I wish I had a kitchen table like this.
And
Josh was with us, Josh Adamyers.
Right. And now look where we are.
Right, without Josh, which
that's
is amazing.
Right.
That means
move.
We moved.
Smart move. We moved up.
You also—
he's going to call me about that, too. Like,
eat shit, Josh. No, he also, when you were doing your announcements, you said Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I nearly jumped over the table to fight you. It was so good. Monday.
Monday. We have audio Monday, video on Tuesday. Don't you know how I go?
That's how my grandma talks.
That's how everybody over there talks.
It's true. Baltimore and Philly have similar accents.
They're cousins.
Definitely similar accents. And I didn't know that till later because why would I talk to anybody from Baltimore and Baltimore? But not until I moved out to L.A. did I meet somebody from, you know, and then she became a good friend. And I was like, damn, she sounds like me. And they were like, oh, are you from Baltimore? I'm like, no, I'm from South Philly. I'll fucking fight you right now. But I'm working
just
on the anger.
Just getting it wrong. Yeah.
I'm working on the anger.
Let's talk about that because you're one of 10 kids. All right. So if you don't know, if you have never heard, go listen to Eleanor's first episode. Also her Crab Feast episode.
Oh, the Crab Feast
was goddamn great too. And I always pump the Crab Feast. It's a library of 7 years of such great guests and great stories.
I still get hit up online about the Crab Feast because we talked about the tiger.
Oh, goddamn tiger.
And so people send me pictures of the rifle and the tiger.
Do you know that I want to say since you told me about that being able to have a pet tiger up until certain whatever, there's been two or three other people who floated into my life that have, through this podcast or somewhere else, that
I
have
wished
mentioned
it on
pet
you.
Tiger.
I willed it.
I'm like, what the fuck, y'all? I'm like, you guys happen to know Eleanor Kerrigan by chance? Like, no. I'm like, all right.
It is weird. I didn't
you
know.
You were the Tiger King before Tiger King.
Oh my God, how great is Tiger King?
Right?
And
you guys were doing that shit. They just kept going with it.
Well, there was a place like that out in Pennsylvania, like out, and apparently all the animals got out on the freeway or something, the highway, whatever.
Like tigers and shit?
Yeah, this happened.
No.
100%. And we think that our Tigger, you know, because they gave him, it got so bad, ripping up the furniture and everything. They
He's
were
a
like,
tiger.
Really? You can't tame him? Anyway.
He's ripping up the
in a
furniture.
Row home, you can't be like, sit, get off the furniture. Get down.
Your neighbor had a pet tiger in a Philadelphia row home. It is insane to
Every
me.
Time I walk by the street and I see the back of my friend Frankie's house, I'm like,
how little it is.
So little.
Yeah, so little.
And
this big.
This,
is it the fence like this?
He
into
had
the
two
alley?
Other dogs.
And that thing
and
didn't
a tiger.
Eat him?
No. It was a baby. It got along. And the
it's
only
crazy.
Person, of course, that it, you know, lived on and, like, cuddled up to was my brother Charlie, naturally.
Charlie. I made you say it the other night when I saw it.
Jungle Book. Is
it? Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle's out there just walking around with all his animals. Even when we were kids, like, dogs would... Like stray dogs, we would be like, let's go feed the dog. I'm like, we don't feed our dog. Like, we don't have food.
Yeah.
Why are we giving food away to another dog? But like Charlie would be like, I feel bad for him, you know? So we did that. Our dog, I don't know if I talked about Fluffy Did I?
Sure. I don't remember, so please.
Fluffy is, I don't remember. It's good that you get high. And
it's all new to me.
It's brand new. You hear about Fluffy? One of my favorite moments telling a Fluffy story was I did Bill Burr's The Ringers, where he put comics on, almost like a Dangerfield thing, but he did it on Comedy Central, so we had to be clean, which was terrifying for me, but whatever. He interviewed us.
I saw
before. Yeah. Okay. So we talked about Fluffy, and when my mom was taking us to this Flyers game, because I told the story about she was just had it. Like, she's standing in the middle. I told it on the crab feet.
Is this the one where in the blizzard where she's dragging you?
Yeah, I just told the story
the other day to a friend, in the middle of a blizzard, she's dragging her children down.
Free
it's the
hot
only
dogs,
time they're ever going to get
free hot
front
chocolate
row seats, too.
At the Spectrum,
cuz. At the Spectrum,
yeah. With the Broad Street bullies. My mother was like, wrap them up. Pulling the sled.
Sledding her children.
But when we were going, we saw this thing come out of a snowdrift, and it was Fluffy, covered in snow.
I just popped out of a snowdrift.
And I was telling Burr the story, and Bill goes, oh, man, back when dogs could be dogs.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Dogs would just roam the neighborhood. Like, I had
friends. And people knew who the dog was.
Well, that's the best part. Yeah, I have 9 brothers and sisters. So I'm always Jimmy's sister, Karen's sister, Bobby's sister, Edie's sister, always somebody's sister.
Right.
And I was walking to school one day. I was in high school. And the neighbor goes, oh, hey, there's Fluffy's sister. And I'm like, that's it. That's it.
I'm done, you motherfucker.
You son of a bitch. That's how popular Fluffy was. Everybody knew Fluffy. And she was a little racist. I don't know who taught her that.
Racist dog.
I did not teach this dog. But I remember coming home from school. And I see these two little black girls. There was a curly slide, and they were up at the top. And I'm like, why are they screaming? And I was genuinely concerned walking home from school. What the hell is wrong? And they're help us! And I'm looking. I don't see anybody around. And then all of a sudden, I see Fluffy running. He's
terrorized.
He's got them at the top.
Wait, Fluffy's a he?
She. She. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Fluffy. Did I say he? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. That's my girl, Fluffy. She was in between. She was trans. So, no.
Trans dog.
We don't know what she identified as. But she was going back and forth. And these poor kids are up at the stop. I'm like, God damn it, this dog. So I go across the street and get him. They were like, that dog tried to kill us. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. But if you, I don't know if she was racist or if it was fear. If she sensed fear, because she bit a lot of people.
she was a biter, neighborhood biter.
If they were afraid of the dog, she bit them. So she.
If they did any of this,
if they were
shit,
like, ah! she was like, I'll show you what to be afraid of. Want something to be afraid of? So I'm going to say my dad.
A lot of anger in your whole family, through all the way down into the pets.
I'm going to say my dad trained her. You want me to show you what anger is? You afraid? I'll show you to be afraid. What? That's not a way.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th.
Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He laughs so hard.
But I, because my dad did, that's when he left. And then we were just stuck with her. But this dog, she knew the neighborhood in and out. And like one night, I remember these kids were trying to steal our bikes. And me and Billy, of course, the two terrible kids together up. Because as soon as my mom would go to sleep, we'd be like, let's go. And we'd go downstairs or we'd go outside and play hockey. And we were like, 9, 10, you know, just outside.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet, resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
And my poor mother is working, trying to feed 10 children, no support from Cuckoo's Nest. And so, you know, she's doing this. As soon as she went to sleep, she was passed. She died. You know, she was
out.
I'm not waking up. I don't care if you guys are on fire. Don't bother me. You know, so we would sneak down and we heard something. It was, and our bikes were broken. So if you were picking, those were already scraps. Other
those
people
were stolen.
Gave
they were
up.
Already stolen.
Okay, maybe. Okay, maybe. But it was usually like a cousin that would come by and be like, I'm sure one of the Kerrigan kids needs a bike, you know, but we didn't have locks for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just piled in.
I don't
in
ever our... remember, like, until my adult life, I never locked a bike up.
No.
Ever.
No.
I just remember throwing it on the ground
and if
just
it got
leave it there
stolen,
and it was there.
But it did it get
we only
stolen?
Had one time we only had a bike stolen. That's what I'm saying. And because we're all
neighborhood
kids.
Oh, you grew up in
kids,
a nice neighborhood.
It's an okay neighborhood. But if you took it, chances are we were going to see you riding it or someone we knew was going to see you riding it. You had to come from somewhere else to get a bike in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what they would do. Yeah, it was. Well, we had the projects, the playground, and then our neighborhood. So it was like we would meet in the middle and fight each other. Or from just other neighborhoods coming down into our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we didn't go in other people's neighborhoods back then. So, you know, if this was where you're from and you venture out, you're on your own. So, whatever. I did venture out a lot, but those kids would come and try to. But these two kids specifically, they were in the yard. We heard them, and they must have been going through it because our yard looked like Sanford and Son. You know, it was a problem. It was all kinds of broken shit out there, you know. And so, they must have been going through it. And then Fluffy was like, and I was like, let's let her out, see what happens. And we let her out, and I never saw two, and they were young. I've never seen kids not put their feet to climb the fence.
They just hurtled.
It was just a, it was a, and they up and ran, and Fluffy chased them all the way back.
Really?
She didn't come back for hours. Like, these poor kids, I hope they're still alive. It's not my business, but it was a long time ago.
There's still a lot, a little Fluffy out there.
And she was a sheep and poodle. She wasn't even like a Rottweiler or something, you know, like a scary dog. She was a Fluffy dog. But she would, I remember we all went to my sister Karen, the favorite, which reminds me, I have to tell you what happened. So we all went to her house, which was like 4 blocks away. Because my dad, the house.
The only child your dad will have hang out.
100%. Yeah. And by the way, it was his house she was living in. He gave it
living,
to her. We got nothing.
It.
No, I'm kidding. She bought it. She bought it.
Okay. All right.
It was for sale.
But he wouldn't sell it to you guys.
I'm sure he gave her a discount. But her and her husband were either renting or buying. I forget. But it was my grandmom's house. My dad's mom. And then my mom's mom lived right up the street from there. So my mom and dad grew up one street apart. So we were at –
no
it was
shit.
Thanksgiving. We go to her house and we left Fluffy at home. Well, this bitch was like, I'm not staying here with no food. And I don't – I'm going to be honest. You talk about not locking bikes. I don't even think we had a lock on our front door. It was like, if you come in, that's on you. You now made a fatal mistake.
11 of you in there,
of walking in to a tribe. And you don't know who's sleeping over because my brother Jimmy, all his friends used to get kicked out of their house. So he would just have them sleeping randomly. Like the Rizzos were always there. Like Jimmy Rizzo, always. He would eat my mom's lunch and then.
For her work? Nuh-uh. Like the lunch she made the night before? Yeah. Oh my God.
And she'd be like, God damn it, these goddamn. But if my mom said, she's like, at least they're not out stealing cars. So at least they're here. So she would go to work. And I remember, Jimmy, we were so close with the Rizzos. Like, I grew up with David, Bobby grew up with Mike, you know, Johnny grew up with Chrissy. Like, it was just how it worked. And so my mom knew their parents too. They grew up together. That's how neighborhoody it was. And so Jimmy was like, hey, that egg salad was good. And my mom's like, you ate it. You ate it. You, I can hit. You.
I can hit.
So it was like that. But, you never knew what you were coming into. So I don't ever remember locking the doors. But Fluffy could figure out how to get out. And she was scratching on my sister's door.
She knew where you all went?
She walked. She went to my grandma's. She used to walk my mom's mom. Would walk by herself. They never drove. My mom never drove. Her mom never drove. She would walk. My grandma would leave, come over, hang out with us, whatever. She's probably babysitting. Who knows? And Fluffy would walk her home all the way to the house and walk back by herself.
No shit. And everybody knew Fluffy.
They'd be like, hey, Fluffy. She'd be like, hey, got any biscuits or food? Because they don't have
shit. Did
she
get along with the tiger?
I don't know if Fluffy met the tiger. That's interesting to think of because Fluffy was always around us.
Got a tiger attitude.
100%. But she was probably busy. She also played with this dog.
Busy.
She became friendly with this dog, Blackie. And Blackie lived like.
So wait.
Next to the Jafaglions.
That's the best last name in the history of last names. The Jafaglions.
As Steve Simone would say, here's your sign. Greatest last name ever.
But wait, Fluffy, like the dog named Blackie, was Blackie Black?
Yes.
Well, then Fluffy wasn't racist.
Right.
She just didn't like people.
A lot of times, like black people, hey, get that dog away from me. And they would get fear and she would go after
them. I got one. Here we go.
You're good. But in fairness to Fluffy, she also bit Michael Mulvihill and Carol Rawlings. So
White people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Those are white names. Yeah. Mulvihill's a white name. But yeah, what was I just telling you about? My brain went, with her going to my sister's house, walking my grandma home. With Blackie. So she would go with Blackie and my mom would be like running late for work. And she's like, as long as the kids are at school, make sure you're in school. You know, she would run to her job. She worked for the Philadelphia Navy Shipyard and she'd go walk to the bus. And as she's walking to the bus, Blackie, the dad and Fluffy would be there and Fluffy, the guy had Fluffy on a leash. And my mom's like, oh boy. So my mom.
Fluffy
walk by and the guy goes, don't worry, she doesn't bite. My mom's like, yeah, I know. She ignored her. And she pet
and Fluffy
her.
Fluffy wasn't like barking like,
hey, that's my lady.
That's the lady that doesn't feed me.
That's the owner? Is that my? And so, poor thing. And my mom just walked by and went on the bus and was like, Fluffy was out and they have her on a leash. She got pregnant by that dog.
Nuh-uh. Fluffy is too much.
What a whore. My mom, poor babe. I had to get rid of the baby. She had an abortion.
Ten
whore.
Kids, a fucking dog, and now the dog's got puppies.
The dog's
Jesus.
Like, this house is horny. I'm going out to get some. There's too many kids in this house.
Oh my God, your fucking life.
Let's take a quick break and tell you about our first sponsor, Mint Mobile. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, I thought, what's the catch? But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only by cutting out retail stores. There's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet savings direct to you. For people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/honeydew. That's mintmobile.com/honeydew. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/honeydew. Our next sponsor is Purple. Doesn't it seem like the world's against us from getting a good night's sleep this time of year? But when you have a Purple mattress, you can sleep cool and comfortable no matter what the world throws at you. That's because only Purple mattresses have the grid. Its unique ventilated design allows air to flow through to help you sleep cool, even when it feels like 1,000 degrees out. And the grid is amazingly supportive for your back and legs while cushioning your shoulders, neck, and hips, no matter how you sleep. Unlike memory foam, which remembers everything, the grid bounces back as you move and shift. So you never get that I'm stuck feeling you do with memory foam. I'll tell you what I love too. I got the Purple pillow. I sleep on it every night. I love it. It keeps me nice and cool. It's good support. I'm a side sleeper. It's a great pillow for that, all right? So here's what you can do. You can try your Purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns. Financing is available too. Purple is comfort reinvented. So right now, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. Go to purple.com/honeydew and use promo code honeydew. That's purple.com/honeydew, promo code honeydew for 10% off any order of $200 or more. purple.com/honeydew, promo code honeydew. Terms apply. Our next sponsor is FitBod. Don't get stuck doing the same workouts. Making progress towards the future you means overcoming new challenges. FitBod creates a fitness program that continually adapts with new exercises and dynamic intensity that adjusts to how you're progressing. So you'll be challenged to meet your goals at your own pace, all right? There's no perfect body that everyone can achieve, but what we can do is continually to become a better version of ourselves, all right? No workout is one size fits all, so FitBod creates a fitness program that continually adapts to you so you stay challenged with new exercises, pacing, and intensity based on where you are and what you want to be, all right? So I've already lost about 15 pounds now. I like to say 16 because it's 1 pound more, but it's about that. And I've been working out and I've been staying healthy, and I've downloaded the app on my phone. It's super easy to use. And I've been using it and I love it. I'm going to tell you, you can pick workouts that are tailored toward your equipment and goals. So like if I'm on the road and I don't have a gym, I can find, equipment in there or workouts on there, to do without equipment. All right. I usually get bored. I'm always chest try, you know, and with FitBod, it's constantly reinventing the workout so I don't have to get bored, all right? So whether you're exercising 3 days a week or twice a day, every workout is scientifically proven to be better than the last. And FitBod workouts are balanced to avoid overworking muscles with varied exercises to keep you sharp. Like I said, no equipment, no worries. FitBod has body weight routines for those looking to get fit at home or on the go. FitBod is super easy to use and even has HD video tutorials to make learning new exercises a breeze, all right? Pick up the pace on your fitness journey with FitBod today, and your future self will thank you. Get 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/honeydew. That's 25% off at fitbod.me/honeydew.
So when people are like, oh, why did you move to LA? I'm like, you come over. You come over for a minute.
Well, I always think of you whenever I see people who are – you know, soft or any of these people that bitch about something. I told you a little story before here, and you're and I'm like, this girl heard that shit and she quit the job. And you're like, I would have sat there and talked to him for 3 to 4 hours. And I'm like, that's exactly, I mentioned you. Like, Eleanor would talk to this guy. So you mentioned also, like, you said, I'm working on my anger. And I know you're half joking. So
no.
I know. But
you mean working on it?
Working
part.
On
yeah,
it, yes.
But I let it out.
That's the part you're joking on. But I know you have anger. Can we talk about, like, because you're so familiar to me. Your way is, like, I watch you and Dice on the way you talk to one another. But also, I know, like, with your brothers, you're like, you don't have time for the bullshit.
No.
You don't have time for the fucking bullshit.
And that's a lot
there,
of bullshit.
You've done that. So I've always respected that about you. But why do you feel like... Because I know I'm angry. I mean, Was it that your dad left? What was it that really got you into being just like fucking pissed about things?
I don't know. I know that like my mom would be like, just don't break anything up here. You know, like I could break stuff that was already broken in the yard because I would. My little brother Bobby makes fun of me because it would be the dumbest things that I get angry about. So I always try to figure out why would that make you angry or why did you get to that level? Mm-hmm. So I'll be blow drying my hair, right? And I have big, curly, crazy hair. So
Beautiful hair.
Is not a easy tame, right? So I'm like learning how to tame this thing and it wasn't working. And I just, and this is at my mother's house. Where I'm sure somebody was in the shower, because that's our bathroom. You know, somebody could be going, taking a shit, somebody taking a shower, and somebody's blow drying their
hair. I want to ask you about that, too. Like,
it's a
row home, what did you have? Did you have two?
No, well, one and a half.
One and a half, okay.
So.
Thank God.
Right. But there was times where I'm in the shower, Jimmy's shaving, Johnny's taking a shit. And we're all in this room.
Right.
So. That could be, you know, that stench or
never having
Jimmy peering
privacy.
In. No, I'm just kidding. He always used to joke. He's like, come on, I'll give you a piece of gum. Come on.
Yeah.
He was kidding. But he's just, Jimmy's a pervert and open about it. You know, he'll be like, oh, look at that. Like, he'll be like, damn, that girl's hot. And his daughter will be like, Dad, she's my age. You know, and he's like,
oh, he's still
my
that
fault.
Way.
My fault. And then I'll go, but look at the girl.
Like, but am I wrong?
Hey. But he doesn't touch. He's more of a talker, you know, like a
about
whatever.
Them, not he's, to them so much.
He's somebody that, no,
he would.
He's somebody that, like, that girl would get offended by, or whomever we were, the person would get offended by. Because, like, even when he would come visit, I was living with my roommate, Chris. We lived together for 12 years out here. He was my best friend. We both suck cock, so we were we were one. And so we got along great, like amazing. And we were polar opposites in that, like, he was a morning person, like a chipper.
I know those people,
And he used to fuck with me, and he'd open the door and go, good morning. I'm like, I'll take your life away from you. You know, don't do. And so he would laugh and then slam the door and, like, run away. Like, we close, tight. So whatever. We're still tight to this day. So Chris, he goes, El, I think somebody's outside calling you. And I'm like, what do you mean? And we lived, like, over the garage. We had, a little cute little balcony. And then he pulled up, and this person pulls up in the driveway. And he's like, titty.
Titty, he's yelling.
And he goes, I think it's for you. So I go outside. It's my brother Jimmy.
He's yelling, titty.
I know. But and like Chris was like, a lot of people might get upset down there. I'm like, no, it's amazing. Just yelling. But that's who Jimmy is. Whatever. So I go back to the bathroom, like, with Bobby. I was blow drying my hair. I don't know where Bobby was, if he was like in the shower, getting out of the shower. Who knows? You know, and it was tiny. It's a tiny little.
I had one.
You know, it's not even half the size of this room. It's even closer. Yeah. It's probably from you to the wall. And so anyway, I was, God, fuck. I must have had a date or something. Who knows? I was probably trying to get some. And I'm blow drying my hair and it's not working. I went, motherfucker. And I threw the blow dryer through the medicine cabinet, which is glass.
Yeah.
The mirror shatters. And Bobby goes, now how are you going to fix your hair, you fucking idiot? And he just walked away. And I was just like, but like, that's a normal occurrence. There's shattered glass everywhere. And it's just like, all right, I'll go in the other room to. And we all did it. I mean, maybe Bobby did. I don't know. I know I'm bad. I've punched through things. Jimmy has broken things.
People, I've punched my share of walls when I was younger, for sure.
Did you fight a lot growing up?
Fought a ton. I was in a ton of fights. Especially at, 16, 17, after my dad died and we were on our own.
Oh, shit.
If you know, if you brushed against me the wrong way, I was ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved it. That's the other thing. I loved it. I was
me
not
too.
Scared of confrontation. I was not scared of – yeah. Like once your, you know, your dad walks away from you, it's like,
yeah.
What the fuck are you – unless you have a gun or a knife, what are you going to do?
And even then –
Not
we were
me.
Still in.
Listen, I'm running. If I see a gun, I'm running. Zigzagging.
I've had them both. I've had the knife one wasn't me. It was my friend was having a fair fight with a friend. And she pulled a knife. And I was like, no, we're not doing knives. And she's like, fuck you. And she started to come at me. I'm like, okay. But she don't know that I grew up around because I'm out of my neighborhood. I'm now on 2nd Street. This is 100% Irish except for one block, which is mixed Puerto Rican and Irish. One block, and they're all related. And they already know me. So we
– You're good.
I'm good. I'm okay. This is this girl and I have already had our thing.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We had our fight, so we know where we are. With one another kind of thing. So I was like, no, you're not pulling a knife on her. And she came after me and she don't know in my neighborhood, I have a lot of, they used to say there's something in the water in our neighborhood.
Water.
That we put out the most, the craziest of South Philly came from this neighborhood. And this guy, Patty, used to teach me how to take knives off people.
Nuh-uh.
Just because we were bored. Thirteen years old. He's like, all right, I'm coming at you. What do you do?
I fucking love it.
So he would do it to me and I'd be like, ow, you know, and I'm like, damn. And now I look like Edward Scissorhands because I got cuts all over. I'm trying to take this knife. I'm learning. But now flash to, it could have been a year or two later. This girl pulls a knife and I'm like, no. Patty Cantlin taught me this. And I took it off her, she was just like, and we became instant friends.
Really?
Tightest, one of my best friends.
Still.
Unfortunately, she's doing life in prison. She did
That's not where I thought that was going to go.
She did not learn from that mistake. She did not.
Sounds like she might have took that knife back, you know?
She came from one of the craziest families.
Are you still in touch with her?
No. We all lost touch with her. Everybody asked, and I.
What happened?
I have no idea.
You really don't know why she's
really
serving?
I really don't. Oh. I lost contact with her.
Oh, before that.
Yeah. And then everybody was just looking. You know how the Facebook, the social
media.
I thought
prison may have taken her away from you.
Social media, all that shit. People are like, where is this person? Where is this person?
So
we thought she was dead.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot. And her brothers were bad and in and out of jail. And I think there's only one left out of them. And
like left alive?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, they were crazy. God bless them. But they loved me. So I was like, allies in this bitch. And but somebody found out that she was in prison. And I was like, okay, that that at least we know she's not passed, but whatever. Who knows now? I haven't heard in years. That was 15 years ago that I found that out, maybe even more. And I have another guy friend that I grew up with, Nikki, who's doing life in prison as well.
Do you see in touch with him at all?
No. We lost contact. He went in early. He went in when we were still like in the neighborhood kind of thing. Or maybe I had just moved to L.A. because I moved to L.A. when I was 21. So maybe I had just moved out here. And then I found out a little bit later he was doing life. But we were all they were all still trying to help him. Like he would go in and out of prison. He had no parents. I don't know where his parents were. And like we would go to his house. They had money. And so the neighbors would check on him. And we would do the craziest shit with him and his neighbor. His neighbor was even more insane. His father was in the mob or something like that. Loan shark. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but his neighbor was in the mob. And when his father was locked up, his neighbor, Stevie, rented a helicopter and tried to take his father out of prison.
What? Get the fuck out.
I swear to God, you can look it up.
They thought they were going to airlift his ass out of prison. I mean, they'll shoot that motherfucking helicopter
in an instant.
Yeah.
So Stevie was crazy.
Did they actually go through with this or he got busted with the rental?
They got busted.
They got it in the air and everything.
They got it in the air. They got it close to, and it got bad. And Stevie was the one with the cars. So he had that kind of money. So we were little and I'd be like wedged in the back of this or going on a crazy Trans Am test drive, mm-hmm. you know, T-tops off, you know. But my brothers were more in with him. Like I was kind of like this dirty little girl. I was like, who's that? I was like, oh, well, she can break into anything. So whatever you need her for, she's cool. But my close friend became Stevie's best friend. And then when he went to jail, I don't know if it was after the helicopter incident or
I can't even.
He was crazy. We used to say he was a cat because he had 9 lives. He had a motorcycle accident on Broad Street and him and the girl were drug straight up the street and his whole chest was ripped off.
Fuck.
Skin chest. She survived as well.
His titties were smaller than yours?
If you can believe it. Remember this, Stevie? No, I'm just kidding. You know, listen.
Oh,
I'm used to the, and by the way, wearing a sports bra and pushing.
Yeah,
<90,
laughs> why?
How does she not get laid? Because no gender knows which one she is. Is that Caitlin? Caitlin, is that you? So I remember, so he had some crazy incidents, but one of the worst things with him was when he went to jail, not my friend Nikki, this Nikki I was closer with, because we used to have stealing contests, me and Nikki, we were tight.
Yeah, you just said, I want to talk about breaking into shit and stuff well, after this, so I want to hear this first.
So, so Stevie and my buddy Richie became real tight. Real, real tight. And they were like inseparable. And he was a little older than us, Stevie, but Richie and I were the same age. And his dad was a fireman or something. Mm-hmm. And they used to hang at this bar, like right outside, right across the street from Richie's house. And so he, they go to this bar, like they would come in and out of this bar a lot. And I was walking down the street and I saw them running out of this bar. And then all of a sudden, it was like a ton of people out and they were by, this truck, a pickup truck that the dad had. And so I was like, what the hell? That's Richie's dad, you know? And I walk over and they open the door and it's Richie on the front seat with 2 bullets in the back of his head and money stuffed in his mouth.
No.
And I was like, and I think I was 15.
You saw this?
I saw them open the door. I saw everybody was gathered. Apparently the car was running. It was a hit. It was quick. It was whatever.
The money
in the mouth is don't rat.
He was a rat.
They thought he was going to rat. He didn't rat because when Stevie went in.
Who took the money?
This was his.
This is Philly. Who took the money?
I was thinking of it. I got to be honest.
Somebody took that money.
I was like, that's a lot of wasted money.
How much was it?
I don't know.
I'll take that bloody
money. I don't know. But it was – I remember going to his funeral.
That's what that meant,
15,
though. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah. That means you're going to rat or you were thinking of ratting.
That's how they're letting everybody know the reason this dude's dead is because he was going to rat.
Yeah. So
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, it was.
Is that an old school mob thing? I've never heard that one.
They didn't let me in because I'm Irish, but but I do remember being like, what's with all the money? And that's – I found out. But I was 15, I think. And the only reason I – crazy –
Is this your first dead body?
No.
No.
First friend.
Friend, okay.
Dead body. Dead body. You know, they used to joke, want to see Fat Larry in the trunk? No, I don't want to see Fat Larry in the trunk.
Well, you saw a dead body before that?
Mm-hmm.
In, like, what, in the neighborhood?
In a trunk, yeah.
For
like
real?
Things like, yeah, that was a thing. It was
How
all
old?
Mob.
What do you
it
mean
was all a... mob run. You'd see a car on fire, a person in it, you know.
In it?
In it, yeah. It was all mob run. It was, you know, we would just, what one of the kids I used to date, well, it wasn't dated. We were in third grade. I'm like, what? Who wants to get in this communion dress, you know? Look at this. Wink, wink. You know, like, I was a little help. Shit. But this kid that I was kind of dating, whatever you call it at that age, we were walking his dad's house in this place, Packer Park, which we call the suburbs. Dom Herrera coined it as the suburbs of South Philly. But it was – we never called it that because we were like, it's still – the houses were way bigger and more expensive. But you had to go under the tunnel – like under the bridge to go into that neighborhood. We were on the other side. So it's weird because that neighborhood's there, then our neighborhood, then the playground, then the projects. So it's like a third world country. Like what, where is, this is, there's, yeah. I don't know what middle class, I don't know what anything is. We know that's where the money is, that area. So we would go into Packer Park. We were walking to Packer Park where his dad lived. And as we were walking up, the house blew up.
The house blew up.
They blew up his father's house.
What are you talking about?
Thank
the house
God
you're walking to?
Yeah, his dad wasn't home.
You could have been in there. Fuck his dad. You
could
have been in there.
There were six of us.
On the way, total six of you?
On the way.
They didn't give a fuck about kids or anything.
I mean, they wouldn't know. The parents were separated, so he was, you know, staying with his mom on 9th Street. So this was in our neighborhood, you know, when parents split up.
How close are you to that? 100 yards? How close?
Maybe.
You feel it?
Yeah, we were at the tunnel. We could see the smoke. Yeah. We were probably 100 yards.
You saw
it. Insane. Yeah.
It's just burning when you get there.
Burning, but the main concern was his dad not being in there.
Right.
So we were still like in shock, and we were with his cousin.
No wonder you're so fucking angry.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying.
It's your whole upbringing, not just the house.
So it's like, because we were outside. Like, people are like, you know, you learn like racism. They teach that at home, right?
Yeah, that's in the home.
And that is a thing. But I learned it on the street because if I came home and said, say I dropped an N-bomb or said something negative about black kids or whatever, my mother would flip out and beat the shit out of us. But what I didn't know is she learned it because her grandma learned it. So it was passed down. She learned to say certain things that she didn't realize were racist because they weren't around. There wasn't a lot of black people in their neighborhood. The people that were in the projects were the Irish kids at that point when she was growing up. You know, they were just trying to come out. They were the ones trying to get out of the projects, whatever. So that was completely all white, but Irish, you know, I guess if you're going to label where they were from. And so they didn't know from that. But my grandma heard these words and they were racist words. And then my mom went to work and said them to a horrible, I can't do it because it's an N-bomb, but yeah. She didn't know. And so, you know, when you get like, my mother's going to kill me if my brother Tommy finds this and plays this for her, I'm in big trouble. I'm sorry for this story. Is there a warning? No, I'm kidding.
No.
So, you know, when you sweat and you get like right here, it gets like little, when you're a kid.
Little dirt line.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. What'd you call it?
A dirt line.
That's not what they called it. You got went there. You got it?
Got it now.
So.
That's not what they call it.
And my mother grew up saying that. No clue of who it was offending or where it came from. No clue. I don't even think my grandmom did. I got to be honest. So. Because they were just struggling in their own existence. So they weren't rich kids. They weren't, you know, they lived in a neighborhood. My mom said she wasn't allowed to go on 15th Street because that's where all the drunken sailors were. That's the Navy would, that's where they used to house them. But these guys would be on leave or whatever and get drunk. And it could be a fight. It could be all rape. It could be kid. It could be all kinds of shit. So my mom wasn't allowed. That's all she remembered, you know? And so she wasn't racist. So she's at work. She's sitting with her black coworker. And she goes, oh, no.
No. That lady, what did she do? Fight her? What
she went, that's a, excuse me?
That's a Philly black lady. That's not just a black lady.
My mother was like the most naive, sweet woman you'd ever meet. Not a bad word to say about anybody. Says that, the lady goes, excuse me? And my mother goes, yeah, what do you call it? And she went, dirt. And my poor sweet mother was like, oh my God. And
dirt.
They became instant friends, lifelong friends. I'm serious. My mom invited her for dinner. She was like, you have
There's
to help
white
me.
There's white guilt right there.
You have to. I didn't
Please
know.
Please help me in this world.
I did not know
that. My goddamn
this.
Kids taught me that.
No, her mother. We don't know shit about this.
Oh, God.
We didn't know shit about this. So she had this woman come over for dinner. This was from her job. This was before she had kids. This is, she worked at the quartermaster's.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So this is before she had kids. So we weren't even in existence. This is how young she is.
So this is why she was also so strict and stern with 100%, hearing any of that shit.
Because she was like, I did not know that because, yeah, it's learned out. But so I wasn't, we weren't allowed to talk any of that. Like we were whatever. But in the streets, it was on. You know, we were whoever we were mad at was who we were cursing and saying whatever slurs. And that went for Irish, Polish, Italian. Can't even say Polish. That's how bad they are. Anyway, you know, it went for everybody. You got labeled for what your nationality was.
Isn't it interesting? Because there was a time when we grew up where there were Polack jokes.
100%. My dad will still tell them. Call
100
him
of them.
He'll
but
give you
why,
40 of them.
I never understood why they were sort of the scapegoat of Earth. You
They're
know
very
what I mean?
Nice
like
people.
They just made Polish to be the idiots. You know what I mean? They just chose them.
Have you met them? I'm kidding. That's what my dad would say. Let me introduce you to Glenn. I'm like, Dad, that's rude. He's right here. He's
I talked to about we had a restaurant. There's still, I think it's still there in Baltimore, but it's called Polack Johnny's. It's a
oh yeah, we have Polacks too.
Right. It's a hot dog, a killer hot dog place. Mm-hmm. And so I'm at work. This is probably like early 2000s, and I was talking about this restaurant. I say I get this writing gig, and I'm like, oh yeah, Polack Johnny's. He's like, what'd you just say? I'm like, she's like, that's racist. I'm like, you might be right. But
not in this neighborhood.
I Google it and I'm like, here's the restaurant. It's called Polack Johnny's.
Yeah.
The sign's all over it. Maybe he's Polish or the original owner was and he took it as an affectionate way to say it. But I'm just telling you, me, are you telling me I can't go eat at that restaurant?
Because he's racist?
Or are you telling me I can eat there, but I just can't say the goddamn name of it because it's a great
yeah,
hot dog.
See,
can I have their chili dog?
Yeah. See, that's a thing. People own it. Where I come from.
Yeah.
You know, and
my grandma used to say it all the time. Dago,
very few
Wop,
people get
all,
offended.
They're all Italian and they would call themselves names all the time. But that's where my whole, that's what I'm saying.
You're a very, Guinea? I'm kidding.
You're very much like my family. Like we're ball busters.
We it's call all, it it's just, what we see it. Now, coming out here.
Listen, asshole. How many right. times, and you say that to a regular person, like, asshole. You know, I'm like, what did I say?
Well,
what's wrong? Is that
wrong? We also say it in, like, the form of a sentence, like, what are you, a jerk off?
Yeah.
Let me think about that. Am I a jerk off? You know, like, We say, we, my sister
that's
Karen.
That's affectionate where I come from if somebody says, listen, asshole. Right. Like, oh, they love me. They want me to hear what they have to say.
Yeah. We're having a conversation.
Yeah. I'm apologize if you, I've asked you and you've said it because we've done a few episodes together now. Have you been arrested?
Yes. But,
and did we talk about it?
Mostly for fighting, never for theft.
Or
no.
Anything. All right.
Theft was just, they would call, because it was dumb shit.
So what's the first thing you remember stealing? Do you know?
No, not the actual first thing, but I remember with my friend Nikki, who's doing life, we had a competition in their neighborhood, which is the rich neighborhood. They had a big supermarket. And we went in, it was me, Nikki, Charlie, my brother Billy, probably Chris, two Chris's. I'm not going to say their last names.
Yeah, don't call them out.
I'm good.
You said that.
And they're still my closest friends. Yeah. So, okay, probably them. And we went in and we were like, and of course, I'm the only girl. I'm always the only girl. Just the dirty girl who's ready to fight at any moment and whatever.
Are you also the youngest always too? Or
I was younger. Yeah, because Billy is a year older. But like a year, you know, nothing crazy. Like, was Nikki my age? He might have been my age. I forget. But I don't remember him from school. He didn't go to school. He was a bad kid. He didn't go to school with us. He was a kid we hung out with. I don't even know if he went to school. I got to be honest. But he was just always around. And so we go to, and his parents owned a convenience store. So we would go in there until they both went in. And then for embezzlement or something. And that's when he had no parents. And so,
and now he's serving life.
Mm-hmm.
See, this makes me feel good. I had no parents, and I'm sitting right here with you.
God bless.
I'm sitting right here with
see
you.
See that? You had no parents.
No, and from 16 on, I had no parents.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Who? No, an aunt.
I lived with my grandmom for.
Grandma.
Well, we lived on our own from 16 to 18. At 18, my mom kicked us out of the house we were in, even though she would stay with her boyfriend. My younger brother stayed with her. My brother and I went and lived with my grandmom, but for a year and a half, and then she dropped dead in front of us, and that was the end of that.
In front of you?
Mm-hmm. I gave her CPR and all that shit. So at the top of the stairs of that fucking row home in Baltimore, and right in front of that goddamn little bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Right there at the top of the landing was the bathroom. Her bedroom was right there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hallway.
I was going to say, did she have a hallway to her room?
It wasn't even a hallway. It was a banister.
Yeah.
So you didn't fall over the fucking stairs coming up. And then there was this room and this room where I stayed.
Yeah.
And I would have I had a twin bed and a dresser, and I'd have to turn sideways to get in that motherfucker.
Same. Yeah. With the middle room. See, we didn't have the narrow hallway.
It wasn't a hallway.
I was always jealous
of that.
It wasn't a hallway. Yeah, but it's like a vestibule. It's like a short.
It was 10 feet long.
Before a door. Yeah.
So, it was before a door.
Yeah. So my friend Melissa had that, and I was always jealous, like, ooh, look at this.
And I lived in the basement for a while, too, like, tricked that out a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, from then on, I had no real nothing.
And you have a brother, a sister?
Two brothers. A younger brother and a twin brother.
And what did she go down from? A heart attack?
My dad died of a heart attack. My grandmom also died of a heart attack.
But what your mom, you said she dropped dead in front of you.
No, my grandmom did.
Oh, your grandma.
So my mom, still alive. My dad died of a heart attack. We found him in his bed in the morning. Then we lived on our own from 16 to 18 in this apartment where my mother had it, but she lived at her boyfriend's.
Okay.
So we were alone Monday through Saturday. She'd come home Sunday for a couple hours, do laundry, and bounce.
Wow.
And the three of us raised each other. And then at 18, she stopped getting a check because we were minors when my father died. And at 18, she kicked us out because she no longer got the money.
Oh.
And my grandmom said, you can come stay with me.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But only a year, not even a year and a half into that, she dropped dead.
Oh, Jesus.
And then it was Dunsville for good.
Jesus.
But no net since, Eleanor Carey.
See that? Look at you. You have any arrests?
None.
Muzzle.
And I'm almost 50. I'm not doing time.
Okay. Good and, for you. You know,
yeah, I could have been a statistic. I wanted to be a different statistic.
Listen, this statistic was one of my favorite statistics for a long period of time. Like when we did the, so we had this competition, who could steal the most out of this. We knew where the manager was. And I mean, we cased the joint. We went in and I thought, all right. Oh, Charlie was with us. Did I say Charlie was with us?
Mm-mm.
Charlie was with
us.
Good
old Charlie.
So me, Charlie, and Billy were together a lot until Charlie started like, I mean, he was older than us and he started growing his hair long and listening to the rock music. And then Billy and him parted ways. Like, hey, man, that's not cool. We listen to Rick James and this bitch, you know, like, so whatever. It was just a, you know, he growing up and growing past us. So, but this time Charlie was with us and he was pretty good at stealing too. So I was like, how am I going to win this competition? It's got to be about how much things are, right? So I stole cigarettes and I'm 9 at this point. And I lined my waist with cartons of cigarettes. That was when it was open.
Yep,
that's how old I am.
Totally remember. So. No, I remember. I talk about my buddy had the best move. He would grab two, walk around to 7-Eleven, buy a big gulp, and then, you know, out loud, like, you know what? I'm not going to get these, and put them back. But he would keep one. He always grabbed two, kept one. It worked every fucking time. And then they started locking him up behind the
cashier. Oh, yeah.
Well, I
may have been the reason they brought the locks in.
You fucking had it. How would you do it? And how old are you? How old
I'm
are we
9,
talking?
9. And I put them in the elastic in my shorts. Like
all the way around your
around
waist.
Around my waist. Titless, had box tits. No, I'm kidding. So, I had a, it may have been like spring-ish because, or fall-ish. It depends. But for some reason, I had a bigger shirt, like a sweatshirt mm-hmm. of sorts or whatever. And so I was able to hide them. And we go out and Charlie's like, what you get? Everybody's out, you know, what you get? And I'm like, just keep walking, you know, and behind this, there's really nothing because the Navy shipyard's up there.
But you're all together. So you just made a hit on that little fucking
store. It was a hit. Yeah. It's a big hit. And it's a lot of money because the cigarettes were jumping up in price. Not a lot, but like, you know, it's going to be more than a Snickers bar
yeah,
or whatever you steal. So I'm like,
and a carton's what, 20 packs?
10.
10 packs.
I believe. So it was probably $20 back then, mm-hmm. which is what people would kill for now.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And so, but I was like, okay, I'm adding. Maybe it was 15 or 20. I forget. But I remember it being a big number. And to us, it was like, oh my God. So I'm walking out. And so behind this supermarket, you can run all the way up Broad Street to a place we call Down the Lakes, which I just as an adult found out that's FDR Park. No idea. Anyway, I didn't pay attention. We call it Down the Lakes. I don't even know if there's a lake in there. I got to be honest. No, there's a lake. But we would go down there, right? And nobody's down there. So that's where we're going to open our stuff. So we have a good almost a half a mile to run to this place. And so I'm walking, I'm nervous. And I go, wait, where's Nikki? And nobody's showing what they have because they're waiting. And we're like, where's Nikki? There's Nikki. And we're walking. And out of nowhere, we hear, go. And we're like, go. We turn. This motherfucker had a grocery cart filled. It curved. It was... And he's running and things are flying off.
He's got the stolen shit and the fucking cart,
and he's
too.
Running with the cart. And this is the 80s, so they don't have those things.
It's not quiet boom, either,
boom,
though.
Boom. Yeah, but they didn't, you couldn't stop us. I mean, we ran. We were soaking wet, hiding. And now half his cart's gone, but he's still... This motherfucker beat me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's got a cart. So I was pissed. They're like, what did you get? And I'm like, take a cart. That's cheating. A whole fucking cart. We're going to get arrested. You know, and I'm flipping out. What did you get? And I'm like, I got cigarettes. They're like, what are we going to do with those? I'm like, I guess smoke them. And that's how I started smoking.
Nuh-uh. Is it really? That's how you started. That's terrible. You stole cigarettes and started smoking.
Down the lake, we had a hideout. It had food and cigarettes in there.
Oh,
and we would go all the way down the lakes to have food and cigarettes and, you know, our little, that was our little cubbyhole, if you will, where we hid our shit.
So,
but I got hooked, too, smoking.
What about stealing? Did you get hooked on the stealing? Did
no,
you like that?
No, I hated it. And what I think I remember the last thing I stole, I was in high school and I guess it was like makeup of some sort, maybe mascara. I'm not sure. And I put it up my sleeve, you know, and my friend Kim was with me and, you know, she was doing it too, throwing things in her pocket, a little, like a little five fingery. All of us were poor, whatever. So we're just, not that that's an excuse, because after this thing, I never stole again. So I get caught and they go, we're going to call your house. You know, we're calling your mother. And I go, go ahead. Here's the number. Because here's what the Kerrigans did. My mom was always working. Somebody had to make money. So we get a phone call and be like, yeah, I'm Mrs. Kerrigan, or yes, I'm Mr. Kerrigan, whatever it was. And we'd
so
get,
even though maybe you all went your separate ways, everyone was on the same page when it came to a call at the house.
100%.
You're Mr. or Mrs. Kerrigan, 100%. Take it. Don't fucking rat us out.
Nobody rats. I think
or
I told
you get two in the head and a fucking wad of money in your mouth.
That I didn't learn till later. But before that, they hung me over the banister upside down because I
who
I,
did
my brothers.
Why would you tell?
Because I was going to tell. I was going to tell my father something. I think I was six, and they held me up and they yeah, this is what you get for ratting. That's what rats get. And I was like, I think my parents could see my fingers coming out like.
Fuck.
It was bad.
It is ruthless.
And they were like, you. And so I never rat. You never rat. They taught us in the house. That I did learn at home. And so we would always, you know, back each other. Edie got caught stealing. Yes, I'm Mrs. Kerrigan. I go pick her up. You know, my mom's stuck with a baby at the house. So she sent me. And she is in big trouble, you know, the whole thing. Okay, they let her go. And again, we were young. We were so young. So this time when I was in high school and they called my mother. Guess who didn't go to work that day?
Nah, that's the only reason.
I was white as a ghost. Like, oh, shit. I don't know why she was home. I don't remember her being home. I think she got sick at work and came home. So now she has to get on a bus and come up because she don't drive and come all the way up Broad Street and pick up jackass number
eight
for stealing. And then on the way home gives what I call the worst lecture ever about stealing. And then the... Is it because I don't give you enough? We don't.
Oh, no.
Now here it comes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, when I cry, it's like a dude crying because it don't happen. You know what I mean? I'm cold. And so when I'm like this.
She's just hitting you heavy, huh?
She goes, right? And I mean, I can remember the words and start crying right now. Like it's what we call an acting sense memory.
Yeah. How old?
14.
And you remember everything she
every
said.
Every word. On the bus, the money she had to use to get to the bus.
What it cost? How much was it cost? How much
did it cost? Was it 50 cents, 75 cents? But that's a lifetime for my mother. You know, this is a woman who take all the bills back because my dad wouldn't pay them. And in fact, when Richie's my friend's funeral, our lights were out. And I was 15. We didn't have no lights.
Really?
And I couldn't find a shirt. And I wound up, I couldn't see in the dark. And I'm going through, I mean, you got to imagine there's all these kids up in this, piles of clothes. Like, where's mine? Where's my shirt? And all our stuff was together. Nothing was separate.
No, really?
Yeah, it took us long to get ready. Like, the older kids would cut theirs, you know, like my brother Jimmy bought a big trunk. I remember his trunk. We used to break in it all the time and steal his change. Anyway, he's like, I'll fucking kill you, kids. But he would put his clothes in there, nice things he didn't want us wearing, and he would lock them. Like, it was like a workplace, you know. You have to lock your shit up if you want to keep it. And so I was looking, and I remember I went out, and as I got to the church, and thank God I had a jacket on, it was a pink and black shirt.
Nuh-uh, to a memorial?
To a viewing, yeah. And I was like, fuck. And I remember being so embarrassed because I had to get ready in the dark.
Your lights are off.
Lights are off. It's, you know, and oh, man. And it was the fall, so it got dark earlier, you know. And I have such a vivid memory of everything from that, from Stevie being there, from his girlfriend Nicole, who was in the car bike accident with him. And I mean, I'm sorry, not Stevie, Stevie's girlfriend being there, and Stevie's family, like cousins and stuff that I knew, because Stevie was in jail at this point.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, because they thought Richie was going to rat on, like, things they thought he knew too much. So they assumed he was going to rat, but he wouldn't do that, you know. And mm-hmm. he was very young, so he could have been, maybe coerced out of information. You know, he was 15, 16.
All right, so what
are
you doing?
That's a kid.
That is a kid. That's a kid. What are you doing to work on your anger and shit? Do you go to therapy?
Work out. No.
You do work out.
I have to work out. I do
helps.
A lot of
–
yeah.
Calm you down?
Running will calm me down. Anything. Like bike ride. I'll ride my bike.
You box or anything like that?
No, I'm afraid. I did that before. Me
afraid
and my buddy Rocco.
Somebody.
Yeah, because I get like – if I get hit – I react. Here's the thing. Like, Rocco was like, no, we'll spar. And I'm like, I don't think you want to do that. It's like the Ferrigno. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah, I mean, but you people who are sitting here listening to you right now, they forget you used to wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
You go back. See, if you go back and listen to the episodes, you were in, was it Glow?
No, that's rude to put me that old. I like it, but no. That means I look good
Was Glow... Earlier
it was the early 80s,
oh,
mid 80s, I think.
So
you know, I was still robbing supermarkets. No, I'm kidding.
What was your league again?
So it was WOW Women of Wrestling.
Wow. That's
and
it.
I did, I played Easy Rider.
Mm-hmm.
And so Easy Rider was, and then I went back and did commentary for them. It's about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So I still work for WOW. Yeah, they're still around. WOW is amazing. The girls now, I think, wrestle. I mean, they're good.
Are they insane? Like, doing just sick shit? Like, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what. But here's the thing. Like, we got cast as actors to play almost like the show Glow.
Right.
You know, the Marin,
right.
That one.
Yep.
Like, when I watched that, I thought, oh, that's what happened to me. It was an audition. And I was like, I'm down on my luck. And I did it. And I got the job. And when I started wrestling, I was like, oh, shit, now I got to really wrestle. But that was good because you're not hitting, you know, certain times.
Yeah, of course.
You get hit.
Sure.
I got hurt.
I
had a hairline fracture in my collarbone. I busted my pinky, broke my pinky because Selena, who was training us with the mullet, she was the best. Selena Majors, a phenomenal, phenomenal wrestler who wrestled in Japan and wrestled for years, knows every wrestler and is well respected by all of them. She was our trainer, Selena and Peggy Lee Leather. Well, that was her name before she became my Peggy Harley's Angel. She was our gang leader. Oh, no, wait. Peggy Lee Leather was what we called her. Oh, shit. What was her famous name before that? I forget what her – I'm mixing them up. But Peggy, she's also phenomenal. And her and Selena wrestled for years on the road. And so she taught us a lot. But Selena was busy training everybody else. And one of the matches was supposed to be her and I. The storyline is she has to fight me and my partner, Charlie Davidson. Charlie.
Nuh-uh.
They gave me a partner.
Nuh-uh.
I'm easy.
Of all the goddamn names the world could pick, they give you the one that you say, Charlie.
Tell him, Charlie. If you watch old clips of WoW, you'll hear me talking shit, because that's what I got hired for, talking shit. I'm talking shit on the mic, and then I go, tell him, Charlie, and I throw the mic down. Like, why? And so, and whatever. So it's I'm Easy Rider, she's Charlie Davidson, and then Peggy was our gang leader. So in order for Selena to fight Peggy, she had to fight both of us separately. So Selena's doing everything. She's training everybody and doing everybody's matches, right? So I said, hey, Selena, this is odd, but our fight's tomorrow night. I don't know what the match is. She goes, don't worry, Easy. I'm going to call it. I'm sorry. What was that? She goes, I'm going to call it. And I'm like, you're going to call what? And she goes, I'm going to whisper in your ear what moves to do.
Nuh-uh.
I swear.
You're going into a match blind. And she's going to whisper every move.
Yes. Watch the match.
Nuh-uh. You can see it. It's not even.
Selena Majors versus Easy Rider. It is hilarious.
Do you hear her saying it?
No.
No.
We're at the Forum in Englewood. Packed. Jam.
Was it really?
Packed.
You wrestled in the Forum?
In Englewood. Was so exciting.
Like, oh, I'll bet. Yeah.
So exciting. And some of the older guys used to come and see us. You know, I met a lot of people there, you know, because they were friendly with Selena and mm-hmm. Peggy. So it was exciting. I met Sergeant Slaughter, you know, killer. Like, so, you know, I have to wrestle in jeans. So it's already 1,000 degrees, right? My hair is stuck to my head. I got all this makeup on. I'm dressed like a biker chick. And so I'm in the corner, and Selena gave me this one like thing that I used to do. And it became like a joke. The Bronco Buster was one of my moves, right? I didn't know, you know, she's gay and she likes me to bounce my clit on her chest. So I'm just kidding. I love you, Selena. But we would tease about it. We got so close that we would tease about it, you know, like whatever. So, but that's basically what it is. You're pouncing on this person's chest. So that was definitely going to be in there. So I knew certain things. I just didn't know when, you know. And so we start off lock up, you know, and she looks and she goes, okay, you know, and she calls it. And I'm like, what? What? As I'm getting clotheslined, right? And I went, everything in wrestling is to the left, right?
Because. Oh, is that right?
If you're right hand, most people are right handed.
Okay.
So if you go to the left, you're not going to hurt the person as much. So I'm like, what'd you say? I'm on the wrong side. So I get knocked the fuck out, basically.
You got really knocked
like
out.
I got hit hard, and I'm like, oh, they're like, that was an amazing bump. And I'm like, no, she's dead. I'm dead. You know, that hurt. And I'm like, fuck. And part of me wants to hit her because of my anger. And I'm like, no, this is, you know, it can't be Hulk Hogan and Rocky. You know, they don't know you. Just yeah, pay attention. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh my God, you know, and so I'm trying. I got a little bit here and there. And then she hits me with a fucking chair. And I.
Are you serious?
I panic and I go, what the fuck? You know, and that's how I broke my pinky. Because I go to grab it, like, I'm going to hit you with the chair. Oh, you want to hit the chair? You know, Patty Cantlin, he taught me how to take knives off people. You know, I'm like, so that's how I broke my pinky. And she was like, easy, you know, like, but the match is hilarious. And it has some of my favorite still pictures from, because the sunset flip was a thing I would do all the time.
The sunset flip.
So she pulls me in and my hair just goes all up in the air and I just flip and fly at least like all the way to the other side of the ring, because that was my thing. I was a good victim, whatever, like opponent, because I would play dead and I could fly, mm-hmm. you know. So she flips me over, and there's a great picture of her pulling me and my hair in the air, like midair, and her muscles and mullet just out and about.
I love that you did that.
But yeah, that was the scariest. But what I'm saying is, like, when you get hit and hurt, like with the boxing, if somebody hurts me, I don't know what will happen. Like,
you're no longer going to box. You're just going to fucking.
I'm scared. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't. I have that thing where I lose it, and I.
Why just train it on a bag then?
I could do that.
Yeah.
I can do that. Yeah. Because hurting myself is great. I love that. But my brother Jimmy, he, you know, the older half took care of the younger half with us. So Jimmy, I remember he was on the phone with his girlfriend. We always talk about this story because it's like this. It's one of the scariest that happened in our house, and there was some scary shit. So my brother Billy, Jimmy was telling us what to do. And we, you know, we were kind of growing, you know, like, he telling us what to do. You know, we're 11 and 12, like, we fucking know what we're doing, you know, idiots. And Jimmy's our older brother. He's 8 years older than me. So Billy's older than me, so he's 7 years older than Billy. So Billy's, fuck you, you know, and he throws the frisbee. And now Jimmy's very tough, uncomfortably tough. He throws the frisbee, hits Jimmy in the face, and he goes, motherfucker, because he's on the phone with his girlfriend. He goes, motherfucker, and he knocks it down, and he gives Billy a look. So he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he touched his lip, and it was bleeding. I swear he went like that. Like, and then the phone, he didn't hang it up. He just dropped it. And the rage, me and Charlie had to go get a neighbor.
Nuh-uh.
I'm not kidding. To get him off of
his own brother.
He was, and I mean, beating. And we got another, like, one of the toughest guys in the neighborhood, this guy, Georgie Martin, God rest his soul. Georgie, we had Georgie come in and take him off. And Jimmy was like, you know, like, this is the only person that could stop Jimmy. And Georgie, I remember him pulling him and saying, Jim, look at me. Look at me. It's your brother. That's your little brother. It was, but we go. When we go.
I bet your little brother fucking learned that.
I got to be honest. I don't think I've ever
seen
him.
I don't want to play frisbee. I'm good, man.
I don't go to the beach. I don't go to the beach. I've never seen him throw a frisbee.
He's got frisbee trauma.
Yeah, I don't even know why we had a frisbee, but I guess, you know, we played frisbee at some point.
You're the best. Listen, thank you for coming.
I love it.
This is the best. Thank you for doing audio in my kitchen when we first started this podcast.
Oh, my God. That's...
Thank you for coming back.
I love how it's grown. This is amazing.
Please promote everything, whatever, again. Plug it all. Websites, all that stuff.
I will. I should look up those dates with Holtzman because...
Look it up.
That's exciting. But I am in... La Jolla.
What's your website? Do you have it on your website,
right? Eleanor J. Kerrigan. Yeah, Eleanor Kerrigan.
Do you put it on your website? You said I know. You got to bang a millennial so you can get those dates up.
But. Here's the thing. I tried to update on this website, and I had a nervous breakdown. So I called my friend Ari. And Ari was going to help me, but Ari was busy with his podcast, so he couldn't help me. And then he learned how to do it in a second. And he's like, I'll just show you. But I had to go on the road and I left for 20 days and I did my album. My album is coming out.
There you go.
In the summer.
There you go. All right.
And so in the summer, look for an album. I'm excited about this. This is my first ever. And I did it in Jersey to, you know, capacity. So I tease Dice and say, this is my day to laugh or die because there's nobody there. There's like 20 people. So, but yeah, so May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, I'm in La Jolla at the Comedy Store. And then June 24th through 27th,
I
will be with the great Brian Holtzman at the Laugh Factory.
That's gonna be fun.
Silver Legacy in Reno. And then I have a bunch more dates and I promise I'll update them.
All right.
I will sleep with Ari to get it.
Yeah, sleep.
Not Shafir. It's a different one. Thank God. A lot of Jews were named Ari. Anyway, more racism.
Thank you, Eleanor. I love you. As always, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me.
The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.